derivation of abd we have ibad. What can you get from this point? That we have ibad instead of abd, or I don't know, other parts of speech.
The concepts are different from God.
Please answer.
The emphasis of God is the persons that God.
What is ibad first?
God is plural.
What can you get from it?
I think
in this surah.
In this surah, as the name of surah is Zumar, it's proof.
Oh,
for,
yes.
For having belief, it is preferred to be in the
emphasis.
Emphasis
on somehow group.
Social
worship.
Social.
Obeying, they say. Obeying or obedience. Okay, obedience or disobeying. Yes. It is. We have Zomar means group, a group of people. So we have social obeying or obedience here. So the name of the surah or the emphasis of the surah is on the group actions. So more plural forms of abada appeared in this surah. Okay, this is the second. What can you say about the third point? We have a'bud, a'bud, a'bud. No, a'budu means me, the prophet, yes.
It means that we should start from ourselves.
Somehow. The prophet is the best example. Yes. Again,
it
you
says,
should.
Like Amir taught to be the first Muslim.
Okay,
so
yes.
It's the same, yeah.
Okay. What can we say again?
As a Muslim.
We should start from ourselves. We should start from ourselves. Clarifying and differentiating one's beliefs. Right. Okay, and what about others? The other does not have the this repeating or the frequency of usage. By yes, different levels of ibad can be seen in this surah because the definitions of the parts or the verses are different from each other. It says that قُلْ لِعِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. So, some of the people are wasting their blessings. Okay? But it states that فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادَ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْغَوْلَ وَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ. So, one part of ibad or one part of the people are listening and following the best. يستمعون القول but يتبعون أحسنه. Following the best. Again, the other part of ibad we have like هم أولو الألباب. Call these people أولو الألباب somehow. The owner of wise. Okay. Wisdom. Yes.
But in this surah,
Do we have another type of app in these verses? يا عباد الذين آمنوا اتقوا ربكم الذي اجتنبوا الطاغوت it means that they prevent following
the
and then طاغوت rebellers somehow. No, it is general. Tawbut means the one who do not obey Allah or do not. Violent, yes. Because tagaya means yes. What was the next part of our homework? We wanted to conclude from this homework that in a surah, in a single surah, you can search the word or read out the verses and find the word that are frequently used. And then by investigating the types of usages or types of derivatives in these frequencies, you can conclude some new points from the verses and from the surah.
Sorry, I have a question about app. Someone, people wasting their blessings on app. The meaning of app just is based on people who believe in God or everybody.
Everyone is. In Maryam surah, it states that. Yes. Let me search for it. In Maryam surah verse 93 it says that in kullu man fis samawati wal ars, all the things in
creatures.
All the creatures illa atir rahman abda, are the obedient of God. The one who can choose the obedience or disobeying is the humankind. But all the creatures like moon and stars and all other
things,
yes, are all apt. So if you are disobeying God, you are making defects in all the universe. You are not in.
It's such as master slave.
Master slave?
Yeah, there's a master.
Okay.
Slave. He obeys, God is a slave of God. A slave is not in that negative one.
Okay.
But if they obey, everyone and following, they are also slave, but slaves of
someone else. Yes. And kullu man fi samawat, yes, mujabe kulli, yes. 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 About the second part of our homework.
Is there any other place more on the speaking about? No, I want to ask Rafu Alaman for something. Is this ask Rafu just for ourselves? Wait, it's in ourselves.
But you are still Ebat. It yes. means that in some parts you have wasted your blessings, but you are still my my slave or my obedient. I call you my obedient. Yes.
I can't forget you. I don't leave you alone.
Doesn't know what? That they are apt. They forget somehow, I guess. Or they deny or they forget. Okay, our second part. What was the second part of the salvation? Okay. What word did you choose? Okay, the first word is Yarza, satisfaction. Say. It's that. Hova mo.
Hova mo. Mova sechatul mei demo. Yajri alag va yovajeh. Al befaru val bokuta ato esmo.
Okay. It says that. A seven. Razaya. The root razaya states that hova muwafaqat ma muwafaqah al mail mimma yajra alayhi wa yuwajihu. It means
razaya is a wish agreement of incidents and
agreement and what?
Wish agreement.
What do you mean by wish agreement?
Wish agreement is desired.
Or something that is in agreement with
our desire.
With our desire. It means that you face something. Or face something
desirable.
Desirable.
It means agreement is for whatever according to which today or not.
Okay. What is the type of definition of this word? Yes, component. It is defined by components, and if you want to search this word or talk about this word in a surah, you have to search for these components, the desire, the agreement, and the facing. Let's say, what is zarar or zor?
Harm.
Okay? When you face harm, okay. It is not desirable. Yes. So you do not desire it. Okay. It means that you are not satisfied. So you are not razaya, la yarza. Okay. In the verse, it states that. لَا يَرْزَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ. It means that
God is not satisfied.
God. is not satisfied by satisfied by disobedience. Okay. Satisfied with, okay, with. As a result, yes, you can say that. So from this word, we can read through Zomer Surah by searching the places or the action that satisfies God and also dissatisfies. Okay. Again.
Kind of contrasting with
Ne'emat. Yes. Zor and Khair. It says, "Is a masal insanu zorun." They are zarara and razaya, not like our definition. Our definition was it is the combination of kabir and akbar, but I don't know whether they are or not.
Okay, what?
Yes. Okay, what is the context? Context of the mentioning this word razaya, la yarza. Is it idiomatic? Is it common? Is it religious? We have a common understanding from razaya. Okay, but regarding to God, it is this satisfaction is related to God, so it can be also religious. But I prefer to write common. Okay, the second word.
The second word is Tashkuru. But in Tashkuru,
mm-hmm. Shakara.
Shakara, the word is Tashkuru
is Haro.
في قبال
النعمة
ظاهرية أو معنوية
تصل إليه من الملئم
في قبال النعمة
ظاهرية
أو
معنوية تصل إليه من الملئم
فإظهار التقليد أعمى من
باللسان والفعل باللسان أو بالفعل. Okay, what is the translation? It is
Shukr is an
appreciation.
Appreciation and glorification.
Appreciation.
Expressing
and glorification.
Expressing in front of external.
Against blessings or against blessings means blessing offered by offered by no tassilu ilayhi min al mun'im offered by someone who gives blessings giver with actions or what?
Toward
against towards or toward
towards
blessings offered by the giver with tongue, you say with
By words or actions.
You can say verbally or non-verbally.
Verbally or non-verbally. Okay, what is the type of definition? Okay, again, components. So we have three types of components: blessings, giver, and type of appreciation. So you can search the surah for what? For the blessings first. You can find the blessings. You can focus on the actions or the sayings of the persons in a surah and the results, whether it is it appreciation or glorification. And the giver also, the God. If you want to search for the word, not exactly the root. We do not have. Imagine that we do not have any shakara root again in the surah, but we want to study the meaning or definition of shakara in the surah. We have to focus on these components. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Is it what is its context? Again, common and religious also, because shokr in religious. What? What is scientific? Kind of shukr, but it doesn't have the appreciation or glorification in it, I think.
Oneself.
What is the blessing? The giver oneself is the giver of the blessing to him.
As
a center, okay. But here we are facing like religious context or common context. What is the relation between razaya and shakara? It is not part of your homework, but do you agree? She says that appreciation and glorification shows our satisfaction. Of course. Mm-hmm. Yes, it can be vice versa too. In agreement with your desire, so you appreciate. Okay, what?
If we don't realize that, we are not going to appreciate. It's according to our desire. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
If we don't realize that, that's by God's blessing. There's no relation between our desire and blessing and giver. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we are not that much satisfied with
it. But An abd in this surah, an obedient person, is the one who appreciates God in any position or any situation, and whether giving a blessing or not giving the blessing doesn't changes his satisfaction. Yes, again, or he believes in God. Or he believes in the giver. Based on this surah. This surah. On the surah. Yes, on the Quran. Or yes, God is satisfied when we have kuf here. La yarza li ibad al kuf. So we can define kuf with contrast. Okay? What is the meaning of kuf here? Because we have different meanings of kuf in Quran. We have a kuf, which is the antonym of iman. But here, But here, kuf is the antonym or the opposite of shok, so it is dissatisfaction or not appreciating and glorifying.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you, Ms. Albejti. No, we do not have enough time.
Okay.
Thank you, please recite talawat for him.
No.
Muhammad.
I know.
So, our second purpose, or our second homework, was focusing on diagnosing the type of definition and the context in it, and then as a result you get to know the meanings, the components for searching the meaning of the word, and also comparing and contrasting the meanings and making new relations from it.
Categories are so clear to me,
our this session's lesson focus on this point. You are right, but what can we write instead? What is your suggestion? She says that satisfaction about God doesn't mean just like satisfaction of ourselves. We mean by, okay, we need satisfaction, we need appreciation, but God doesn't need. And تَكْفُرُوفَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌ عَنْكَ. She suggests that in our statement, we should write the God as the giver in order to emphasize that this type of satisfaction differs from what we think. Miss Amini? Approves? Okay.
What Ms. Amini says is great definition. It is great. Think about that. Whatever is intended by God is acceptable. Even our not appreciation and being shocked. So it's great definition for this. That's true. That God doesn't need it, but in fact, He asked us to do it. He doesn't need our love, but He asked us to do it.
Or we can,
yes.
But we can focus on ourselves and the benefit we get from this appreciation.
Yes. The good thing is that we are giving it for God. In fact, it's not for God.
Yes.
In fact, it comes back to ourselves. Such as, for example, saying our prayer, Buddha, in fact, it's for ourselves. God doesn't need our understanding, no one's talking to him.
Yes. But she states that when we want to write a statement, we should focus or mention that God doesn't need. So as Miss Amini mentioned, we can say that it's approved by God, or satisfaction of the God doesn't make sense somehow. Okay, our lesson in only 2 minutes. Our lesson would be the commonness, is it right, commonness in meaning, in components. Components or meaning. Here we got to know that the definition of the word, the first type was component-based, okay? It was component-based. You get to know that, okay, the word number one, okay, has the definition. Definition consists of component number one and component number two. In Arabic, component number one focuses on the general category of the meaning. Meanings in common, yes.
In common.
The first component of the word focuses on general category of the meaning, and the second component, or you say that it may have four components, okay? The other ones make the specifications. We call it in Arabic juz'e awwal and juz'e dovvom. The first component, the second component. The first component works as the general category, or introduces the general category, and second component makes specifications. Here we state... No. The definition of the word. We have zaraba, okay? Means hitting. It says that mutlaqul zarb. It means that, okay, it is hitting. But we have a word also in Quran, taraqa. It says, zarb bishiddatin hatta yu'saru fihi. It is hitting plus with severity plus affecting. So these two words are in a family. We call it onavade. The first components are in common, and their second components or third are different. The second components are the ones who make contrast or differ taraqa from zaraqa. Okay, the question is, I am reading through Tariq Surah, okay? It says that وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالتَّارِقِ. It doesn't say وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالزَّارِقِ somehow, okay? You should ask from me why this verse used Tariq instead of Zare. What is your answer? The surah emphasizes on the severity or affecting. So, we get to the point that in each surah, picking the words has an intention. And by by studying the second component of each word in a surah, we can come to the focus of the surah or the purpose of the surah. So, as a process, we pick some words from a surah, then we put them in a table. Again, we write down the components. It is suggested that, okay, number one, component number one, and other components on the second column. Okay? You write down, let's say, 5 words in the table. Then you try to find the commonnesses or similarities. The frequent component would be the purpose of the surah. Here in Tariq surah we have wasamaa wa tariq. The meaning was hitting with severity and affecting. Qasam be asman, swearing to Tariq, the one who hits and by severity and affects. We should talk about it. Okay, our time is up. We have to go to the class over there. Yes. No. 10:30. ببینید اومدن اگر اومدن که بیایم بیرون اگر کلاس خالی اگر نه که خط کن five or four words like Razaya Kafara from Zumar Surah. You have to pick 5 words and then find the similarities and say that okay, according to this commonness in meaning, we can say Zumar Surah focuses on blah blah. What? If there were no similarities, okay, say there were no similarities. Just try it. You can change your words. Okay, I would continue. Okay. In Tariq Surah, listen. The teacher hasn't come yet, yes? In Tariq Surah it says, وَسَمَاءَ وَتَارِقَ النَّجْمُ السَّاقِرَ. Okay? إِن كُلُّ نَفْسٍ لَمُّ عَلَيْهَا حافظ. Okay, and it continues on. فَلْيَنْزُرِ الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ مَخُلِقْ خُلِقَ مِنْ مَاءٍ دَافِرَ. I choose دَافِر for my purpose. Yes, دَافِر. دَفَغَ. It means that بشدت دفعه. It says هوبل انسباب بشدتن به هیس و یترا آمن هل دفع. It is انسباب means ریختن یعنی flowing somehow, flowing by velocity, okay, somehow. This is dafer. What? By intensity, yes. Intensity. Something. Okay. I want to focus on intensity in the components of dafaqa. Dafaqa differs from the words in the family of flowing, just like jaraya or sayala means flowing. What is the possible difference? The focus on intensity. We can say that, okay, what was Tariq? Heating plus severity. Okay, what is the severity shows? The intensity again. Okay, the question is, why ma'adafir? You can say that, okay, the creation of human is introduced with various or different types of words, like خلق الانسان من علق, and then it says خلق من تین لازب من نطفت. Why here it used ماء دافق? Because in طارق we wanted to focus on severity, so here a water or ماء should have the characteristic or adjective of intensity in order to overpronounce, they say, overpronounce the severity or intensity.
Overestimate
somehow. Not overestimate. Exaggerate the thing. So you can follow this process down the surah and get to the point that, okay, we have the words that have common component with affecting. So Hafiz. Let's say Hafiz is guard. Guarding like this, and like this. Okay, we can say it has the severe, it can have the severity also in his definition. In its definition.
Can we do our homework like this? For example, we pick up a word after class, we look at components number 1 and 2, okay, and we try to find similar words in the.
Yes, some. But it is better to pick 5 words, randomize. Yes, in random, and then find the commonness. If there were no commonness, you can do the second process you mentioned. Yes, keywords, the keyword. You can choose like razaya, shakara, kafara from the verse 7, and you can add 2 other words. خب یه سلامت بفرستی وقت تموم شده متاسفانه. اللهم صل على محمد. Yes, yes, over. Outside. Yes, outside.